AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Republican-led Senate rejected the latest Democratic attempt to stop President Trump's war in Iran. The resolution would have required the U.S. to withdraw forces from the conflict until Congress authorizes further action. Democrats have called the conflict illegal and unjustified. Republicans say they will keep faith in Trump's wartime leadership. For now, citing Iran's nuclear capabilities, the potential for ongoing talks, and the high stakes of withdrawal. Wall Street ticked higher before the opening bell today, while oil prices barely budged as markets assessed the prospects of a ceasefire extension in the Iran war. A backlash to data centers has driven Maine toward a statewide pause, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Maine's legislature has passed the nation's first statewide moratorium on energy-hungry data centers. Political opposition has been building to tech giants' massive artificial data centers, which are stoking fears of blackouts, rising energy bills, and voracious water needs. Maine's legislation would institute a moratorium for more than a year on data centers above a certain size and create a special counsel to help towns vet potential projects. The measure has been sent to Governor Janet Mills. Tech giants and data centers, though, have support from the Trump administration and many governors. They say the centers are needed to win the artificial intelligence race against China. I'm Mike Hempen.
Trump will be in Las Vegas today to promote the tax cuts he signed into law last year. Tomorrow, Trump will hold an event in Phoenix with conservative political group Turning Point USA. Floodwaters from record rainfall in Wisconsin flooded streets yesterday. Authorities told local residents not to drive in southeast Wisconsin. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The 76ers weather the absence of Joel Embiid to defeat the Magic 109-97 in the NBA play-in tournament. Tyrese Maxey scored 31 points, while rookie VJ Edgecombe added 19 and 11 rebounds in his NBA postseason debut.
I was tweaking a little bit tonight, but I was able to sell in a little bit.
Steph Curry scored 35, and the Warriors rallied past the Clippers 126-121 to advance. The NBA says Charlotte's LaMelo Ball should have been ejected for an uncalled flagrant foul against Miami's Bam Adebayo. MLB, Shohei Ohtani struck out 10 over 6 innings of one-run ball as the Dodgers routed the Mets 8-2 on Jackie Robinson Day. And FIFA confirmed Iran will participate in the U.S. co-hosted World Cup.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.